Every now and then, the cable channel Trio stages a programming stunt by handing the network's controls to special guests who can put on whatever they want. This week, the guest is not an average celebrity. It's the rapper and political commentator Chuck D, and he handpicked a provocative list of movies and documentaries. Chuck discussed his choices with day-to-day television critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Burn, Hollywood, burn. I smell a riot going on. First they're guilty, now they're gone. Yeah, I'll check out a movie, but it'll take a black one to move me.
14 years ago, the song Burn, Hollywood, Burn offered a blistering repudiation of mainstream movies from the rap group Public Enemy. The track was written by the rapper Chuck D, a hip-hop pioneer unafraid to rattle the sensibilities of white America, with lyrics that were pointedly anti-establishment and sometimes even anti-Semitic. Though he has eviscerated everything from Amos and Andy to Driving Miss Daisy for unflattering portraits of black America, Chuck can find more than a few examples of how Hollywood can deliver quality cinema. It probably won't come as a surprise that Chuck chose films that explore the African-American experience without compromise. They range from 1975's Coolie High, a blaxploitation classic set in high school during the civil rights era, to 1991's A Rage in Harlem, a black mobster movie directed by Bill Duke. What stirred him about the oldest film in Chuck's collection, 1964's Nothing But a Man, was the story about the oppression of a black laborer in a racist society.
You talk about Ivan Dixon's black man character trying to survive for he and his family and going through a society. You had to feel for him. But you've seen all the elements around him that made you actually feel in his soul and think in his mind, and seeing with his eyes and hearing with his ears his surroundings that was keeping him down and kept him struggling.
A more recent favorite of Chuck's is the 2002 film Tupac and Biggie. It's a sobering investigation of the unsolved murders of two rappers he considered peers. While Chuck is not too fond of most movies, he has developed a taste for documentaries because they are rooted in reality.
If it's not depicting something that really happened, I lose my interest, because to me, fact is stranger and more exciting than fiction.
One of the documentaries Chuck highlights on Trio this week is a new, never-before-seen piece called The N-Word. It traces the curious evolution of a racial epithet that has become something of a term of endearment between young African Americans. The N-Word consults with a variety of famous black figures, including Whoopi Goldberg, for their thoughts on the subject.
You know what? I can't remember anyone ever calling me a nigga. I guess, you know, not in a derogatory fashion. I can't even actually think of anybody calling me a nigga to my face that wore within hearing distance ever. Who's gonna call you a nigga in New York?
Oh, you.
Nobody.
Chuck is not too fond of the N-word either. What troubles him isn't so much what the word has come to mean now, but what could come after it loses its currency.
The word is almost like a rock. Somebody throws a rock at you, right? If you don't say, "Let's stop, don't you be throwing that rock at me," they'll end up throwing a bigger rock, and they'll throw a brick at you eventually.
With Chuck's well-documented distaste for so much of American movies, credit Trio with giving him the forum to hold forth on what he actually enjoys. It's interesting to learn what the man who told Hollywood to burn recognizes as sparks of genius.
Andrew Wallenstein is Day to Day's TV critic, and he covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.